From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rodrigo Duterte is the apparent winner of the Philippines presidential election. An unofficial count of the vote shows the 71-year-old mayor of Davao with a large, insurmountable lead over his nearest rivals, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas and Senator Grace Poe. Both rivals have conceded. Duterte promised to stamp out crime and corruption. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three people and wounded 45 in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party for medical treatment. It was not immediately clear if the dead included any of the suspects. Earlier Tuesday, two police officers were killed while working to defuse a roadside bomb in the eastern province of Van. Brazil's acting House Speaker has reversed his decision to annul the impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff. A reason for the reversal was not given. The proceedings against Ms. Rousseff can continue if the Senate puts Ms. Rousseff on trial. Her presidency would be suspended, and Vice President Michel Temer would take over. President Barack Obama says he will visit Hiroshima, Japan late this month. If he does, he will become the first U.S. president to go to the city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting Hiroshima and Nagasaki, apparently to avoid the impression that such a visit would be seen as an apology. An Obama advisor ruled out the possibility that Obama would apologize. This is VOA News.